She told me that last night, about midnight, he let out a terrible scream. There's people laying on the ground here at night. They all took off, haven't come back yet. She's the only one that came back.
Sago, Skinagoga, welcome to the Storyteller. From the deserts of the Southwest to the frozen tundra of the North, and all across this great land there are stories, true stories of First Nations people whose lives have been changed forever, who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Join us now as we listen to The Storyteller.
There's an older man, a medicine man, that came around and told me. He mixes around every so often to people to cut hair. He says, I cut hair. He said to me, if you want your hair cut, says, I won't charge you. I says, okay. One day he came and he cut my hair. I had a mirror. Sure enough, he did a good job. You know, and I thanked him for it. As soon as he cut my hair, he began to get all my hair that he cut together and put it in his bag. And my wife thought that probably he's getting all that up, so put it in the trash can. She came with a dustpan and a broom. So she helped him clean up my hair, put it all in his bag, you know. Then he went on. And then as time went on, I got sick. I got pretty sick, so I went to the doctor. They checked me out, and there was nothing wrong with me. But literally, I could feel it, you know, pain. This went on maybe for a month. I went to doctors at least 4 times. And another day, I was again pretty sick, and she called another doctor, a town called Wessenden Springs. The doc said, come right out. So we started out. I was pretty sick. She was driving, my wife. We went across the reservation line toward Wessenden Springs. And you would the sickness that dissipate. You just, when we got there, I told Fern, my wife, I said, I'm not sick anymore. And it seemed to come into my mind saying that, why go to the doctor? You're all right. But the doctor said, come. So we went there and the doctor checked me out. There was nothing wrong. So we chopped around, got some things and went back. Got back. On the way back, soon as we got into the reservation, it hit me again. By the time we got back to the parsonage, I was sick. My wife called again. The doctor should bring him over. We went back there. I think 3 times this happened. And I began to realize now that this is a supernatural thing. So we start to agree together. The word of God says, agree. Two of you shall agree on earth, touching anything we ask in Jesus' name. It shall be done. So we pray. And then, you know, that one night, about past midnight, there we're in bed, and I couldn't sleep because of my illness. My wife had to put pillows on my lap so I can put my hands on it like this, and that's the only way I would sleep. But she would sleep here against the wall. But in the other room, here's the kitchen range. There's a wall here. That night while I was awake. But then I heard somebody singing. It started a real small voice, getting a little louder and louder, with a drum, bitty, 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 singing. I listened. And then it woke my wife up. She called me, Herman? Says, yeah. She said, do you hear anything? I didn't say yeah. But I says, do you? She said, yeah. What do you hear? Somebody singing right here in the wall to me. Then I know I wasn't going crazy, you know. So I got up and went around and turned the light on the other side. Soon as I turned the light on, the thing just stopped. So we went around and looked around in the basement all over the room. We had prayer again and went back to bed. Then it was a long night, you know. Then a few days went by, maybe a week. I heard it again. Real began to get louder. I got up. I went in there. I didn't turn on the light this time. I get on the other side is the kitchen, the stove there. I stood by there, and it was in the wall behind the stove. And you know, God's word says we have the Holy Spirit within us. He says that many times the Holy Spirit would intercede for us with groaning. So while I stood there, I felt that the Spirit of God began to, on its own, I heard a word out, a word spoken out, rebuked that, you know. And I made that thing stop. And so we went around, I told Fern, we went around the house and down into the basement again, checked around. Then I started to go to bed, put the pillows on here, and I told Fern, you know, I feel all right. I'm not sick anymore. So that's the first time I slept faithfully. And then I got up early in the morning, made some coffee, and here there was a knock on the door. Here a lady came. She said, Pastor, would you please come over quickly for prayer? I says, okay, I'll be right over. Where is it? Right down there, she told me. So after I had a cup of coffee and dressed up more and went over there, I came to this tar paper shack they have. Here in the corner there's another cot. It's an army cot. Like the army cot that unfolds is like canvas. There's a man laying on there. Well, this medicine man, he was the one that on the cot. And when I came there for prayer, I went up to this cot and I looked at him and his eyes is all turned up, just white. His face is twisted, his lips all to the side like this. And his body was all shaped, twisted. And I didn't know him. I said, who is this? And he mentioned his name. Then I had prayer. Then I said, I'll go back and I'll come back about 10. So I went back, and before 10 o'clock, he died a terrible death, I guess. She told me that last night, about midnight, he let out a terrible scream. There's people laying on the ground here at night. They all took off, haven't come back yet. She's the only one that came back. When she came back, that's the way he was. See? The second time is that night before 10. When he died, he let out a terrible scream again. That was it. Well, after he was buried, there's another medicine man came over to me and said, Pastor, I want you to come over and eat with me. My wife has prepared all the food. Bring your family. And I said, my kids aren't in school yet. And my wife can't leave here. She's got to stay here. But I'll come over. Yeah, come over and you'll bring some food back, he said. So I went over there. We had a fellowship and we talked about a lot of things. Then he brought it up. He said, you know that medicine man? Yeah, I said, I know him. He's a no good medicine man, he said. Oh, I didn't know that. And then he told me something that I think is very, very important to hear. He said, he tried to be with you. And he said he could not do that. He says, you have power stronger than his. And he used the term, he says, you know, the power that he's trying to use to kill you, he could not do it, so it just backfired on him. And that's what happened. I think all medicine men, they have a certain power they can kill people with. But being a child of God, we have the power of God, the Holy Spirit. And it backfired on him, see. That's the way it happened.
That's an amazing story, and it reminds us of an important truth, one that we see in the pages of the Bible, that Jesus Christ has all power and all authority over all of his creation. Yes, there are spiritual powers that oppose God, but they are no match for their Creator. Some of you need to know that Jesus is greater than the spirits and that you can simply trust him. Why wouldn't you? Jesus said the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Who would you rather follow? The Creator who gave his life so that you could live? Or deceiving spirits who want to bring you down and separate you from God forever? Choose life, my friend. Put your trust in Jesus Christ. Want to know more? Visit our website withoutreservation.com and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take the Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.